Welcome to episode 132 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for July 26th, 2009. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fredcast. I know it's been a while, but you know how life and, well, podcasting sometimes just don't mix. And it's been an exciting few weeks since I've been away. A lot of you have been watching the Tour de France, and you know, if you follow my Twitter or my Facebook, that I have a lot to say about this year's Tour de France. Unfortunately, it won't be tonight. Give me another couple days. I will have lots of information for you and a lot of comments about the Tour de France. And I have a feeling that a lot of you are going to find some of my comments, well, a bit controversial. But first, I do have a great show for you tonight because last week I had the opportunity of spending a day at Outdoor Retailer Summer Market. For those of you who aren't aware, Outdoor Retailer finds its way to Salt Lake City twice a year, once in the summer and coincidentally once in the winter. And it's the opportunity for those in the outdoor retailing industry to have a chance to meet with their suppliers in a trade show setting, a lot like what we talk about in the bike industry when it comes to Interbike. But here we're talking about clothes and footwear and bags, and a lot of great gadgets and gizmos as well. And I've scoured the floor looking for cycling-specific or cycling-related booths, and I've got a number of great interviews to bring to you today. Before we get into all those interviews from Outdoor Retailer Summer Market, I want to thank our sponsor this week, and that is Audible at audiblepodcast.com/cycling. Audible's been a sponsor of the Fredcast for almost a year. We want to thank them for their support, but more importantly, we want to thank you for your support of Audible. Simply by going to audiblepodcast.com/cycling and signing up, you'll get a 14-day free trial of the Audible Listener Gold program, allowing you access to over 60,000 audiobooks and other spoken word entertainment. And you'll be able to get one of those for free just for signing up. And whether you stick with Audible or not, you'll get to keep that book just for giving Audible a try. Right now, I'm listening to the latest book from Jim Collins. Jim Collins, best known for his book of a couple of years ago, Good to Great, about what makes good companies become great companies. And because I'm so immersed in my business right now, I'm reading his latest book, and it's called How the Mighty Fall and Why Some Companies Never Give In. Jim Collins is looking at companies in this troubled economy and figuring out why some of those companies haven't succeeded and why some of them continue to beat expectations. It's a fascinating read. It's read by Jim Collins himself, and I always find that when the authors read their books, they are always able to put just the right spin on the words. And since Collins has done all of that research on these companies, it makes the book that much more interesting. But again, Audible is about more than just business books. You're going to find business, classics, education, fiction, history, kids, mysteries, thrillers, romance, science fiction, you name it, it's on Audible. Go check it out. Go to audiblepodcast.com/cycling. Sign up for your free Audible Listener Gold today. And we thank Audible for their support of the Fredcast. Okay, well, let's get right into the interviews from Outdoor Retailer Summer Market 2009. Always an enjoyable show. I think you're going to enjoy each of these interviews, none of which really requires much of an introduction. So I'll run them back to back and be back in just a couple of days with a regular episode of the Fredcast. You'll just have to wait a couple more days for my Tour de France comments. Here come the interviews from Outdoor Retailer. I'm talking with Paul Bernstein, no relation, from Timex. He's the senior product manager, and we're looking at your new watch for multi-sport athletes. Tell me a little bit about this watch.
What we're featuring is a Timex Ironman race trainer heart rate system that combines wireless technology, digital transmission, and the chance to actually send your information back to an online system powered by Training Peaks. There is a one of four heart rate monitors sized for men and women that take digital information from an Ant Plus strap that is part of the Ant Plus network for Timex, and it sends it to our watch where you can capture up to 10 workouts. It has features like a 50-lap chronograph for each workout, an interval timer that can be used for multi-segment workout, plus the fact that you can vary your intensity with multiple training zones for each segment. And then you can take all that information and upload it to a device agent that we have both for PC and Mac. Once you get to that device agent, not only can you take your data and stage it for our online system powered by Training Peaks, but you can also then change your features and functions on your watch right there on your computer desktop.
Okay, you just said a lot, and I got to go back over a lot of it. First of all, you said Ant Plus. Now, I think a lot of people are familiar with Ant Plus. What data are you exchanging? Is that just the heart rate data?
Yeah, right now we capture heart rate and timing data. But we get the heart rate data from the strap, and then we use Ant Plus to actually send all that information captured by the chronograph or interval timer workouts and send it through Ant Plus through our data exchanger that plugs into the USB for your PC or Mac.
Now, when we plug it into the computer, what are we able to transfer back and forth? Because you gave me a demo a few moments ago, and you showed me some really cool syncing features. So let's talk about that.
Well, you can also change your heart rate zones. If you want to change your max heart rate or what way you're calculating your zones, or even put a manual zone, because we offer 5 zones based on max heart rate. You can change your interval timers, the duration of each interval timer, how many you use, how many times you repeat those intervals, and actually the heart rate zone you use for each of those intervals. And you can even go back and change a lot of watch functionality that's in there. You want to set an alarm, you want to change your time zone, or you even want to change the settings on your countdown timer. And then all that is then to move back to your watch when you click the save on it, send it wirelessly back.
See, the thing that I found with a lot of heart rate monitors and a lot of sports chronographs these days, digitals, is that they come with a manual that's the size of an encyclopedia. So being able to do it on the computer, was it your whole intention to make it easier for the consumer?
Well, we had some experience with watches where you could use a computer as an interface, and we felt that by combining that with heart rate, we could make this the easiest system possible. For changing a heart rate monitor, where a lot of the tedium and drudgery of pushing buttons and knowing where to go makes it difficult and intimidating for consumers.
Now, what about for the multi-sport athlete? They're going to use this on their bike. They're going to use this on their run. They may even use it on their swim. How do you integrate all that data so that they can analyze it, maybe show it to their coach?
Well, I have to correct you on one thing, David. Using it on the swim is not something we recommend. Not that our strap isn't water-resistant, because we make a water-resistant strap to sort of stand up to the tests of all the multi-sport athletes put their heart rate monitors to, but this system for Ant doesn't transmit through water. Anytime you get up to a frequency as high as that, it fails to actually get to the watch where you can capture the information. But for the cyclist and for the runner, it actually allows the heart rate monitor to resist interference from power lines or other outside sources, even in the gym. And it also allows you to resist any kind of crosstalk that you might get if you're in a pack of runners or a pack of cyclists.
And what about uploading so that your coach can see it? You talked about Training Peaks a few minutes ago.
Well, yeah, because our system is hosted by Training Peaks, powered by their software, if your coach is online with Training Peaks, he can actually sign in and look at your account, look at all your data, and actually then see how well you're doing at keeping up to his prescription.
Now, does that require the consumer to get a subscription to the Training Peaks service?
No, the software that we provide is actually free. It's part of an entry-level package from Training Peaks. There is an option to upgrade right there on your desktop when you sign in if you want to go to a subscription on a monthly or annual basis with Training Peaks. But we also offer quite a bit of information as far as analysis and nutrition planning, along with really going to see how well you're training and how much you're doing to get to your next event right there with the free software.
Very cool product. Tell people where they can learn more about it and how much it costs.
The full set, which includes the heart rate monitor and the data exchanger that allows you to communicate with the watch, is priced at $219.95. You can go to www.timexironman.com to learn more, and you'll be able to see the race trainer as one of the featured products under the health and fitness line.
Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, David. It's very good.
Now I'm in the Aquapack booth. I'm with Tim Turnbull. He's the chief executive of Aquapack. We're looking at a couple of packs, coincidentally, considering the name of the company. Tell me about these two packs for cyclists that we're looking at here.
Okay, well, starting off, we have a pannier backpack. Nobody else has done this before. There are pannier packs for bikes, which are 100% waterproof, and there are backpacks that are 100% waterproof. What we've done is built everything into one case. So difficult to describe on the radio, but basically we have a 20-liter, roughly 20-liter bag, which you can attach onto any pannier. It locks on. It's got all the fittings to adjustable fittings to adjust to your bike. But when you when you lock up your bike and you then want to go wherever you want to go to do your shopping or climbing in the mountains, whatever, hidden in the other side, there are shoulder straps, really comfortable, adjustable shoulder straps, which come out of a Velcro pocket, and it turns into a really comfortable, fully waterproof backpack.
So you're out there touring, you want to lock up your bike and make sure it's secure. You don't have to worry. You bring all your goodies with you in your pannier backpack.
Exactly. And that retails $135.
And what about this backpack we're looking at here?
This is a fully waterproof, what we call wet and dry backpack. The most important feature of it, why we call it wet and dry, is that it has an extra pouch inside. The whole thing comes out if you want. So you have two sections effectively inside, and you can keep wet stuff separate to dry stuff all in the same bag. It's got all sorts of other features as well, but that's probably the key feature. We think it's the best waterproof backpack in the world at the moment. It was launched yesterday, and that retails for $95.
And how much capacity is in that backpack?
It depends how you seal these bags. Both of them have a fairly conventional, well-proven three-roll roll-down seal system, but probably the maximum capacity on that one, around 20 litres.
Now, one of the other things I was noticing in your booth, we were talking about how when I go on a ride, I bring my iPhone with me, and if I'm worried that it's going to rain, which it does here in the mountains of Utah fairly frequently, I put it in a Ziploc bag, and that's not really what I should be doing. Tell everybody what I should be doing.
Well, you should have one of our conventional Aquapack cases, which are protected by a patented seal called the Aquaclip. These are 100% waterproof bags, and by 100% waterproof, they are guaranteed waterproof, submersibly waterproof, to 5 meters or more for half an hour. So this is, it's called IP68. It's the highest waterproof rating that there is. And we have cases for cameras, for phones. I guess the iPhone and the iPod case that we have are about the most successful selling cases we have at the moment. Not too surprisingly, the way the iPhone is selling at the moment. Most importantly, everything works through these cases. You can operate the click wheel on your iPod. You plug in your headphones. We also supply waterproof headphones if you want. So you can take your iPod swimming with you when you're doing laps or just playing in the pool. The iPhone case, and all our cell phone cases, and we have a whole range of different sizes. Everything works through the case. You can talk through the case, hear perfectly clearly through the case. All the buttons work. On an iPhone, everything works just the way you would expect, but through a plastic case. It's kind of weird. And then a whole range of camera cases, starting from small point-and-shoots up to SLR cameras. And in every case, you can take perfect pictures right through the case. If you want to, you can take pictures underwater. Perfect for snorkeling. Not really a dive product, but perfect for snorkeling or just playing in the pool. The other thing about the camera cases, which is very important, is that because they're sandproof, you can take them to the beach. Cameras get damaged more by sand than by water. A few grains of sand in a camera, and it can cost you a couple of $100 to get it fixed.
Now, on your iPod cases, your iPhone cases, your regular cell phone cases, I think that's probably what cyclists are going to be most interested in. What sort of a price range are we looking at?
We're starting around the sort of $30 level and moving up to $130 for the SLR camera case. We have a pretty wide range. All I can do is suggest that you have a look at aquapack.net, where you'll find our entire range, plus everything you want to know about this strange British company.
And that's AQUAPAC.net.
Yes, that's right, .net. Not .com, which is actually a Californian insurance company, but if you do find yourself at .com, you'll find that they do actually provide a link through to our website.
How generous of them. That was good.
Is.
Excellent. Tim, thank you so much. Good luck at the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
2 years ago here at Outdoor Retailer, I was talking to the folks who make a product called Sci-Fi, C-Y-F-I, and I'm now with Mike Michaels. He's the Director of Operations for Sci-Fi. Now, things have changed in 2 years. Tell me a little bit about the product, and then we'll talk about what's changed.
Sure, no problem. Sci-Fi is the world's first wireless sports speaker. And basically what that means is that right now there's nothing that really can be used in the outdoors that's music-oriented, that's small, portable, wireless, and can work with either your iPod, your iPhone, or your Bluetooth-enabled cell phone. Anything that you have music downloaded onto, we can send that signal to our speaker, which weighs less than 4 ounces. It's water-resistant, It can last for over 6 hours of playtime. Mount to just about anything that's out there that you could envision clamping it onto. But you know, it originally started from the safety aspect. We're cyclists, so we wanted a safe way to be able to listen to music without having the earbuds in the ears, so we can hear what's going on around us. So by taking the product and plugging a transmitter into either your iPod, your iPhone, or your Bluetooth-enabled cell phone, you can drop that into your jersey, drop it back into your backpack, clamp the speaker to the front stem or handlebar area of the bike, and then you're off listening to your music and got some good, clear, high-fidelity sound going on.
Great. Now, you talked about using it with your iPod or your Bluetooth-enabled cell phone. Of course, iPhones now have A2DP so that they can sync. There's got to be a difference, though, between Bluetooth and just a regular iPod, right?
Yeah, and that's what, if you want to talk about what's changed in the last 2 years, is that the iPhone originally didn't have the A2DP signal. It was a different Bluetooth signal. So now that they do, you can actually use our product without having to use the transmitter if you have the new iPhone. What we do then for our iPod, just straight, like if you have a Nano or something, we have a different technology. It's called Clear. It's like Bluetooth, but it's just a different wireless technology. And that Clear technology actually gives us better sound quality than Bluetooth, and it gives us a longer battery life. It has a lower power consumption draw than Bluetooth. So we're getting over 6 hours. I've actually had it up to 9 hours before using the Clear, you know, transmitter in my Nano. But you can then get about five and a half hours with the Bluetooth signal. You know, that's just the way it goes with Bluetooth.
Now, because you may be using Bluetooth with your iPhone, and because you're not using the headphones, what happens if a call comes in when you're out on the road?
That's the beauty of this product as well, is that with our Bluetooth speaker, and if you have that, you know, that signal going on from, say, your iPhone to the speaker, if a call comes through, you'll hear it ring through the speaker. You know, as you were listening to music, the music will shut down. You'll hear the ring come through. We actually have a hands-free button then on the speaker. You don't have to reach back into your jersey or your backpack to grab your phone. You can actually just hit that hands-free button on the speaker. Have your conversation through the speaker and then hit that button again and your music will come back on, all without having to reach back and get your phone.
Now that's cool. That works with the iPhone. Does it work with other Bluetooth phones?
Yeah, any other A2DP enabled cell phone, you know, BlackBerry or whatever you might have. Like 90% of all phones now have that A2DP Bluetooth signal, so you're pretty much sure that, yeah, we'll work with it.
Now, I see that you've got some of the Sci-Fi units in a charging stand. Does that come with the device, and how long does it take to charge?
Yes. What you get with the device is you get the charging stand, you get the electrical input to go with the charging stand, you get two mounting brackets, then you get the speaker itself, and then the transmitter if you've bought that version. It takes about an hour to get a full charge, and then that charge will last, again, you know, a little over 6 hours if you have that iPod Clear version, or about five and a half if you have the Bluetooth version.
Right now, because you do have two versions, price difference?
Amazing question. I'm glad you asked that, because 2 years ago when we talked, the product was $199 retail, and that was for the iPod, and then $179 for the Bluetooth. We are now $149 for the iPod Clear product and $129 for the Bluetooth product. So yeah, significant price reduction. We've been able to get a little more streamlined and efficient with our manufacturing. So if you've been waiting out there to pick it up, if you've heard about it before, now's the time.
And you've got the two different mounts. Do you have specific purposes in mind for those two mounts?
Well, you know, we want to get as universal as possible for the outdoors, you know, whether it's clipping it to a branch of a tree if you're out camping, or a tent pole, or your stem on your handlebars for your bike, baby jogger, whatever. It's just there can be a lot of different sizing aspects to things out there. So that's why we have a large and a small bracket with spacers in there as well, that you can then really get that tight fit.
Makes sense. Where can people get more information?
You can go to our website. That's primarily where our orders come from as well, www.mysci-fi.com.
And that's C-Y-F-I. Mike, thanks so much for your help.
Thank you.
I'm in the U.S. Global Sat booth. I'm with Larry. He's the business development manager. And I was walking by and I noticed that you had a GPS device specifically for cyclists. Tell me a little bit about this product.
This is the GH625M. This is a sports or athletic-oriented training watch. It includes a heart rate monitor. It's really flexible and has great features that are comparable to the Garmin products. However, the flexibility of this device allows you to set pace, set your cadence for your ride, set your heart rates, be able to log and track up to 60,000 waypoints, work your way back, as well as being able to download this information in the included software and using the algorithms within our software to be able to calculate your caloric burn, your distance, your altitude gain, et cetera, et cetera. What's really neat about this is it has a greater flexibility and compatibility that allows you not only to be stuck or required to use one single solitary software such as the Garmin does. And what's the beauty of this really is the most attractive is that the price point is roughly about $100 less than the Garmin product at the retail. And that's great. And it includes a handlebar mount as well, so it's easy to use if you don't want to wear it on your arm as well.
So tell me, what when the cyclist is out and they're using this, it's mounted to their bar, what information is being displayed to them?
Well, there's many different display screens allowing you to see your time, your stopwatch, your altitude or GPS location, the GPS satellites that are actually in view, and actually calculate your average speed over the entire distance. So there's many display screens, GPS coordinates, stopwatch, laps, and then also the backtrack compass. So if you go off-roading or some of the mountain biking, that you go off to in a direction, you can mount. You can also get your way back to your truck or get back to.
Right, absolutely. Now let's talk a little bit about the software. I see the software is PC based. What kind of information will you get when you bring that up on your screen?
Well, you get to over a period of time, you'll be able to have log data for several trips, overlay them. Say, for example, if you go over a same course, you'll be able to monitor your distance, your speed, your average, how much you have improved. And because you are able to set your heart rate in a full training mode, the device in and of itself will tell you how hard you're working, as well as you overlay it into Google Maps type of environment. You'll be able to see the algorithms of your caloric burn, and you'll be able to see the calendar over a month period and overlay them or compare them to previous days, weeks, or even months of that.
Now, because it's PC-based, I'm sure that you also are able to export the data in a way where you can use it on a Mac?
Absolutely. The output data format is GPX. You can export the raw file format, import it into a Mac environment, and whatever Mac software that you'd like to use. For example, the RootBuddy software is very popular for a lot of the Mac users, Mac heads, myself being one of them. So that's why I know, and that's one of the things that we have to drive for as well.
And where can people get more information, and how much does the product cost?
Well, you can actually get this product directly from our website, usglobalsat.com, and your cost is about $239 at the price point. And if you contact us and mention this particular show, we'll offer you a 20% discount right from our website.
Wow, great deal. Thanks so much. Great to meet you.
Thanks a lot.
You know, when you're riding your bike, whether it's commuting or you're a bike messenger, one of the things you need is a really good bag. And I'm in perhaps one of the industry's best bag manufacturers' booth. I'm with Robert from Crumpler. Robert, tell me a little bit about what we're looking at here from Crumpler.
Generally, right now, we're looking at messenger bags. We're going to start with the Complete Seed, which is just a good, open, large-size bag that's great for commuting, great for messengers. It's very comfortable. It's durable. It's got a reflector on it, two buckles, a good amount of pockets inside.
And what makes it comfortable? You know, when you think about a messenger bag, obviously it's slung over one shoulder, and we're talking audio here. So describe what makes it such a comfortable bag.
The shoulder straps specifically, for me, is what makes it a huge, huge deal. They're nice, they're thick. They wrap around your shoulder nicely. They're just comfortable. They're well designed.
Now, when you talk about design, one of the things that everybody thinks about when it comes to a messenger bag is customization. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, we do have a custom store in New York. You basically walk in with a design, and they'll stitch it on the back of your bag.
And so we're looking at a couple of different designs here, just off the shelf. How many different designs are available in a bag like that?
For the custom, the customized?
For standard.
Well, we had the Complete Seed. Then we have the Western Lawn right here. We also have a couple of the bags that aren't shown here called like the Hoax. The Barney Russell is right here, which is just basically a smaller version of the Complete Seed, which is our standard issue messenger bag. The backpack version.
Let's talk about that, because for people who commute, a lot of folks, if they're not messengers day to day. There's some folks who say, you know, a messenger bag just doesn't feel comfortable to me. This backpack is really interesting. Describe it to me.
The backpack is great because you're using both shoulders. Things are sitting evenly on your back, which is just ergonomically correct. You have reflectors in the back, just like the messenger bag does. You have every form of function as the messenger bag. It's just well-designed and better for your shoulders. And the straps are nice and thick, so it disperses the weight nicely.
So differentiate, say, your backpack from, say, the backpack I'm wearing today, which is really more of a day pack. What features are in there that make it more comfortable and functional for a cyclist?
The thicker straps are the biggest thing. The fact that it's a big open cavern inside, which makes it easy to get into, which is kind of why we made it a bike messenger backpack. The reflectors kind of also separate it. And you have on the side, you have a little slot for a water bottle. You could also wrap your U-lock around it. And on the front, you have little straps where you can either put a light or a camera strap or something like that just to hold it while you're riding your bike.
Now, in today's world, we find a lot larger cross-section of society commuting by bike. And we'll even see executives riding their bikes to work. And I see you've got some bags that probably would fit that bill. Why don't you describe those to me?
Yeah, one would be the Horseman, which holds the 17-inch laptop Mac. And it's good because it's a messenger bag. It's fully functional as a messenger bag over the one shoulder. But it does hold a laptop, and it has more organization inside for the average, you know, office person or commuter that's going to work. And when you tighten it up, it actually has on the shoulder strap itself, it has a handle so you can strap it up and you can walk in like it's almost like a briefcase situation, you know.
So the bags we've been talking about today, what kind of price points are we looking at?
You know, it's for the complete seed, it's about $135. It is $135. If you want to go down to the Barney Russell, which is a smaller version, it's $125. And then the wine bar, the famous wine bar is $175. Then the CD bar is the smallest version.
Those are the backpacks.
Yeah, those are like $135. And then the Horseman, I believe, and, you know, I don't have a price list in front of me, but those could be like $175. And they're a little bit more expensive than, say, the other bags that aren't built for a messenger, but do hold a laptop, but they're more durable, the material's thicker, and it's built for, you know, riding a bike to and from.
I know that you've got your store in New York, you've got your store in San Francisco. Where can people get information if they're not in one of those cities?
Go to crumplerbags.com, and they can just go to any sort of we have a price, a city list where you can go to any sort of region and find out where we retail there. And you can also buy the bags online.
Robert, thanks so much. Good luck at the show.
No problem. Thank you.
One of the most innovative companies in the industry when it comes to hydration technology is a company called Hydropack. I'm here today with David Kim. And we've talked to your company before, and we've talked about a product that you've got called the GelBot. Remind everybody what that product is.
The GelBot was a 2-in-1 bottle, had a special nozzle on top. It let you have about 2 packets of gel contained within the bottle, where you could get the gel serving by itself, or you could get 24 ounces of water in that same standard bottle in its 2-stage nozzle. So it's a really good way for athletes to preload their gel and have both things at once in a real easy way to go without having to mess with the packets at all.
What's new on the GelBot for this year?
New for GelBot this year is new material. It's moved to a polypropylene bottle, so we have the benefits twofold of not having taste issues with polypropylene or better, and also the springiness of the bottle feels a lot nicer, and it helps feed that gel out, because if you squeeze the bottle a little bit, it helps move that gel out the way. We've also got 2 new sizes. We've got 24-ounce, and now we have a 20-ounce bottle. And those are accurate numbers, even with the gel canister displacing that water. So you still get a full serving along with your gel on there. It says 20-ounce is pretty standard in most bottles, and the 24-ounce, you get a lot to go with your gel.
24 ounces plus 2 gels all in one bottle still fits in a regular water bottle cage?
Definitely. Both sizes fit in the regular cage. Not an issue.
Now, I also noticed that you have a new bottle here that we haven't seen before. It's called the DualBot. Explain that to me.
Yes, the DualBot is also 2 different sizes. It's got the same kind of shape that everybody knows from the GelBot, and it's got this great other 2-stage nozzle. No gel, but you get water that you can squirt out from the top just from that center core.
Hold on, do that again. Let's get that on.
All right.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, a little burp valve in the center there. You just squirt it. Really easy to use. Or if you want to open up the bite valve, you can open that up like a standard bottle and get a lot of water that you're accustomed to. All right.
Excellent. And what sizes does that come in?
24 and 20, but we're calling them 24 plus and 20 plus because it doesn't have that gel core in there, so you get even more out of them.
Makes sense. Now, you've also got something here that's really, at least it looks unique to me. This is the PureBot. Explain what that is.
The PureBot is a bottle that we're using a new plastic resin made from a company we've partnered with called Plastipure. They're based in Texas. And it is a resin that they've developed that is free of EA chemicals. And there's a lot of discussion about it. It's a big topic to discuss, to kind of condense. It's something you could look at purebot.com or hydropack.com and get all the extra information about it. But basically, BPA, phthalates, those all fall under the umbrella of EA chemicals because those are just a few of them that cause problems within the human body, basically mimicking or inhibiting the natural estrogen in the body. So this is an issue for pregnant women and for children. They're particularly susceptible to that issue. So this new resin has been certified by Plastipure to be free of any chemicals leaching out of there. It's a made in USA product. It's available only in the US, and we're the first sports bottle to be introduced that is made out of the EA free plastic.
And it really seems like that the whole EA and BPA chemicals as I walk around the show floor, it seems like a huge issue here.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. And we're seeing more news stories about it. There's been some New York Times articles recently about fish in the Potomac that have been exposed to endocrine disruptors, which are basically EA chemicals, a lot of hormones in the water. And it's basically they'll have male fish with egg sacs. So it's not a good thing that we're looking at right now. So
definitely not. Now, the other thing that I noticed, and sometimes this is a bit hard to describe, but Hydropack has had hydration packs, hence the name, for a while. But it looks like you've really stepped up into a higher end pack. Maybe you can describe some of the features in these.
Oh, yes. So if anybody's familiar with the Hydropack line, we still have the same reversible 2 reservoir in there. We've made updates to the bite valve design. We've got a new surge valve coming out. It's at a 45 degree bend. It's really natural to use in the way it sits on the body. We've updated some of our most popular packs completely, revised the Big Sur, the Laguna. You can see those at hydropack.com also. And then we have two new Pro Series packs that are high end packs. New manufacturing, new materials, new processes on there. Really excited about getting those out, probably about Interbike time, so that people can check it out. And yeah, if you just want to come online to the site, you can take a look at the pictures of those.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about price points on the GelBot, the DualBot, and the PureBot.
GelBot, we're looking at $14.99 still for the 24-ounce. 20-ounce is yet to be determined. DualBot is also going to start out at $9.99, and PureBot will also start out at $9.99. And PureBot is something that we're going to be driving soon to be purchased within about the next week. So that should be available online direct from us only at first, because we've just received production on that.
And then one more time, where can people get the info?
Hydropack.com.
David, thanks so much. Good luck at the show.
All right, thank you.
One of the great things about coming to Outdoor Retailer is getting to revisit people that we've met here before. I'm with Nikki from Energizer, and she keeps going and going. Nikki, tell me what's new from Energizer that cyclists might be interested in.
Hello, David. It's always nice to see you. We have a new headlight called the Micro LED Headlight. Very compact and lightweight, runs on one AA battery, waterproof in case you get stuck in a monsoon rain. With the battery in it, it's about 5.6 ounces, really, really lightweight to have in a pack or with you when you're biking. It's got a red LED for instances at night, but it's also got variable brightness. So if you pop a tire on a trail, you have bright light to fix it, or if you just want to, take a break and read a magazine, you can ramp the power down and extend your battery life by managing the light output.
Now, a lot of people, I think a lot of cyclists are used to these big, bulky headlamps that they put on their helmet, and then they've got a big battery pack in their jersey pocket. This is very different. Describe why.
It's very different. We tried to make something that is going to make our consumers' lives easier. So with cyclists in mind, having a very compact battery pack on the back, it's not much bigger than the battery itself. So if you wear it low on your forehead underneath the helmet, it will comfortably sit below the helmet. It's something that's important to have light, especially at night when you're a cyclist or going out early in the morning. So it helps keep you safe and also is easy to wear without being, too heavy on your head.
And unlike a lot of bulkier headlamps, this is using just a standard AA, right?
Yes, it's a AA alkaline battery. And you'll get about 2 hours of runtime with an alkaline. But if you move up to the Energizer Ultimate Lithium batteries, it's just, one AA battery will extend the life considerably. So you'll get about 3 hours on the brightest setting.
We talked about the lithiums last time, and I've been using them. I find them very, very helpful. And then the other thing that cyclists are used to is the expense of a headlamp. And you were telling me that this one, they're not going to have that, are they?
Oh, no. And, you know, we've got such great technology built into this light with the variable brightness capability. But we try to keep it at a great price point. You can find it for $29.99 at Gander Mountain. And then soon in August, you'll see it at Target, too.
So you can really get this anywhere. And you said less than $30.
Yeah, $30 for a great headlight that's compact, it's lightweight, it's going to fit with your helmet, and it's going to give you some great light and flexibility with the light capabilities that you have around $30.
And so you've got the variable brightness, you've got the very bright, and then you've got the red light as well, which is really helpful. Tell people why they might be interested in that.
Well, red light, if you happen to, you know, be up at night and if you ever flipped on the light to go to the bathroom, you know, it's one of the white light comes on and your eyes have to retract and everything. It takes you a few minutes to get your regular eyesight back. So when you use a red LED, your eye doesn't have to adjust so harshly to the light. It's much, much easier. You can just turn on the red LED and see what you need to see without really causing any night blindness.
Perfect. Okay, tell everybody the price again and where they can get more information.
$29.99, Gander Mountain, and Target. You can get more information at energizerlights.com.
Great. Thanks so much. We'll see you next year.
All right. See you next year. Thanks, David.
I'm in the Camelback booth. I'm talking to John Austin. John, we're standing in front of what looks to me to be a base layer, but there's a tube coming out of it. Explain that to me.
Well, if you go back in Camelback's history, the way the company was founded, the products I'm going to talk to you where you can literally wear your water are really the true vision of the initial idea behind the company. The company was founded back in 1989 by an endurance cyclist and EMT who literally took a sterile IV bag and tube out of the back of his ambulance, dropped it in a tube sock, pinned it to the back of his jersey, clipped off the end of the tube and rode the hotter than hell 100 century ride in West Texas. And Camelback was literally born out of that creation and that vision. And that vision really was carrying more water better for endurance cycling type events. And it was really about being able to wear your water. The original vision got commercialized into a pack mainly because water is heavy. And the only way they could figure out how to effectively carry the water originally was using a pack-type harness construction, and the company evolved from there. However, we've been working for several years to really bring to market the vision of wearing your water. So the Raceback, which in its first iteration launched this spring, 2009, is the first integrated wearable hydration base layer ever offered in the cycling marketplace. It was developed out of time trial pieces, which we've tested over the past 4 or 5 years in the Tour, the Giro, Tour of California, and other professional cycling events where time trialists were looking to stay in aero position and literally pin their water to their back in a reservoir format, have the tube routed and the bite valve available for them to hydrate from while in aero position. So that was the original incarnation of the product, and we have since taken that and evolved it into the Raceback. The way the Raceback works, and really the magic to it, is that it integrates 72 ounces of water, which can weigh up to 6 pounds in pure water weight. Of course, you can fill it less if you need to. So we have some riders who ride 1 liter, 2 liters, and it can go all the way up to 2.1 liters of water. And fundamentally, since water is heavy, the real magic to the construction was we developed a proprietary fabric and construction, which is an open weave compression fabric that we call our quick fit construction that literally envelops the reservoir, pins it to your back, and then wraps from the back over the shoulders and across the chest, mimicking the way a pack harness and sternum strap works. And using that proprietary fabric combined with that proprietary sewn construction integrated into the garment, you're able to carry the water in the same way you would carry it in a pack, but tight to the body So it literally becomes the idea of wearing your water. As somebody who uses the product regularly, the best thing I can say about it is our first professional tester emailed us back after about 3 weeks of riding with the Raceback, and direct quote was, it's like having a Camelback without a Camelback. You put it on 5 minutes into your ride, it's so much of your so much part of your body, you forget that it's even there until you go to hit the bite valve and stay hydrated. So it literally is all the water without the extra bulk, weight, etc., if you don't need the cargo.
And I noticed that you have those in men's and women's styles.
Exactly. It's available in men's small through extra large, women's small through extra large as well.
What kind of a price point are we talking about?
We're talking about $99.99 for the full kit, base layer, reservoir with insulated tube, and the last thing I should mention is it comes with a back panel insert pad, which offers some really great advantages. What it does in a thin, low-profile construction is separate your back from your water, so to speak, to keep both your back from warming up your water and your water or reservoir from warming up your back in warmer weather conditions. In colder weather conditions, early season training and such, where we've had riders using this product, you can remove the back panel insert pad to keep the water tighter to your back in order to prevent freezing, that type of thing. So it adds to the all-season versatility of the product.
And we're talking about this from a cycling perspective, but of course I start thinking there's got to be a lot of other sports where people could use this particular product.
Absolutely. Really any endurance sport it could be appropriate for. And here at Outdoor Retailer, we've gotten some great feedback. We have professional Nordic skiers using the product. We now have stand-up paddleboarders, which is one of the hot new sports here at the show, using the product, as well as folks training for marathons, other types of endurance activities, triathletes, obviously, where in training you're not supported. You need to carry enough water for proper hydration over a long training run, ride, etc.
Sure. But then it looks like you've transitioned from a base layer, which, as we said, we could use for a lot of sports, into a cycling-specific jersey product. Tell me about that.
The Veloback, introduced for spring 2010, is the first hydration-integrated three-pocket jersey. So it's a single layer that can be worn as a standalone jersey that integrates, again, 2.1 liters or 72 ounces of hydration in the same way that I just described in the Raceback. In addition, it includes some really nice features specific to a performance cycling jersey. So traditional three pockets in the back for your quick access items on the bike, gel, goo, bar, gloves, you name it, arm warmers, gripper tape on the base. It's designed to be a race fit, so it fits nice and tight to the body in terms of wind resistance and aerodynamics. And lastly, because it's a standalone jersey, it incorporates tube routing on the front of the jersey so that when the tube comes over the shoulder, it can be routed in a controlled manner, tight to the chest with close access to the bite valve for hydrating. And it includes two zips that are split, a quarter zip at the top, which allows you both to get the jersey on and off easily with a full reservoir and vent. And then it's got a half zip starting from the base of the jersey going up, which allows you to open the jersey to vent on a long, hot hill climb or just generally in hotter riding conditions.
Now, you said spring 2010. Have you settled on price point and colors?
Yes, so it'll be available for $130. Again, all-inclusive, including the back panel insert pad and the hydration system. Comes in men's and women's full-size runs again, small through XL, two colors each, a white for men's and women's, and then a medium gray or graphite color for men's and women's with red accents for the men's, blue for the women's. We decided to go with two basic versatile colors, given that there's a huge breadth of cycling jerseys in the market. We know that this is a unique piece that'll be a great training piece, that type of thing for riders. So wanted to offer versatility and basic colors that would work with just about any kit.
Now, of course, one of the issues that a lot of people have with their hydration packs, be they built into your jersey or your base layer or in a pack, is you hate it when you suck it dry. Looks like Camelback's come up with a solution for that.
We have. We've actually been working on the Camelback Flow Meter, which literally makes your reservoir hydration system intelligent for 3-4 years. So Camelback, as the pioneer and leader in hands-free hydration, has just in the mountain bike cycling segment over 6 million regular users in the U.S. And the single most requested improvement or feature we get via web, email, etc. is, I love my Camelback, but it's blind to me on my back. If it could tell me how much I've consumed or conversely how much I have left in my reservoir, it would do everything I would want it to do. So as such, we've been working on incorporating a inline flow meter that in real time can deliver Camelback users that information. The way it works is very simply about a 10-second setup for basic mode. You simply have to select liters or fluid ounces, incorporate or input the amount you filled your reservoir or the reservoir size, and you're ready to go. As soon as you set it up, it immediately starts tracking the amount you've consumed in fluid ounces on one screen, and conversely on another screen, it tracks the amount remaining versus total volume of the reservoir. In addition, you can choose to engage advanced mode, which really only takes another 10 seconds to set up, in which the only thing you need to input is pounds or kilograms and your body weight. Taking that information and using standard metrics on water content per body mass and sweat loss rate during vigorous activity or vigorous riding, it will calculate a personal hydration goal for you, which you can either accept or manipulate manually up or down if you so choose. Once you've done that, you're ready to go. In this case, I have 32 ounces per hour or a liter per hour as the recommended hydration goal. And the flow meter will track my rate of consumption, again, in real time against that goal. And very specifically, what it will do is if I'm negative to my goal and potentially getting dehydrated, it will flash at me to give me a quick visual indication that I should look more closely at the flow meter and see how far below my hydration goal I am. And it will make me more cognizant of drinking more and trying to stay dehydrated or conversely preventing preventing dehydration.
Now, is this something that you can only put on a new hydration pack, or is this something that you can retrofit on one you've already got?
It is a standalone accessory sold for $30, available starting this October, that is retrofittable to any Camelback in the marketplace. In addition, we will offer two reservoirs, a 70-ounce reservoir and a 100-ounce reservoir, with the flow meter fully pre-assembled and integrated. So if you need a new reservoir and you want the flow meter capabilities, you can buy the complete reservoir package as well.
Now, what about batteries? Is this rechargeable, or does it take standard batteries?
It takes a standard 3-volt lithium-ion disc battery, like a watch. Our tests show that it'll last for up to a year. In order to preserve battery life, there are both a pause mode and a sleep mode. So if you're stopping on a full day ride for break, whatever it is, you can pause your flow meter in use and then re-engage it when you start your ride again. And there's also a sleep mode where after 24 hours of no activity, it will go to sleep save the battery, and it won't re-engage until you hit the mode or reset button.
John, thanks so much for spending time with me today.
You're very welcome.
Well, I hope you enjoyed those interviews from Outdoor Retailer. A lot of great companies represented, a lot of great new products coming. In a way, it's a bit of a preview for Interbike coming up in September. And we've got a lot of great surprises and a lot in store for you in our Interbike coverage this year. So I'm really looking forward to that. In the meantime, if you'd like to send me any comments or questions, please use my email address. It's thefredcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can call the Fredcast listener hotline anytime at area code 435-258-6373. That's area code 435-258-6FRED. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for staying subscribed. And most importantly, thank you for supporting the Fredcast through supporting our sponsors, this week's sponsor, Audible, at audiblepodcast.com/cycling, and also through your donations and subscriptions. You can find that on our website at thefredcast.com at the top of the page. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back in just a couple of days. Between now and then, I know you're going to be on your bike, and as always, enjoy the ride.